Probably get all of them by just walking around.
All right, I'm going to call this regular meeting of the Sturgis Common Council on an irregular night, February 19th, 2019, to order. First item is approval of the agenda.
So moved.
We got a first by Mike and a second by Ron. Is that who I heard over there,
yep.
Ron?
Yep.
All those
the irregular meeting.
All those in favor of the agenda, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no? We have an agenda. Next item is executive session. We do have at least one in each column. I don't believe any action is anticipated out of there, but is there a motion for exec? First by Rhea. Second by Dave. All those in favor of exec, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We're off to exec. All right, we're back in regular session. Please stand, remove cover, and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance.
One nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Item 5 is informational reports. Included in the packet is the January 30 minutes from the Library Board and the February 5th minutes from the Planning Commission. Announcements and praise included in the packet was the Dottie Lee Month Proclamation. I read that on Sunday at the Community Center. That's actually for the whole month of February. Dottie's been instrumental in the formation of the Sturgis Area Arts Council, along with History at High Noon, and just her dedication to the community needed to be recognized, and we actually even surprised her, so that was a pretty cool deal there. A few other announcements I have here. Library will be running on limited hours from the 25th till March 1st. That's from 8 to 5. I think there's a cutting for ABC out on by the Jack Pine Gypsies there for the new facility on Thursday at 5 p.m. And petitions for City Council and Mayor are due on this Friday. Council have anything to add? Item 7, City Manager's Report, and I'll turn it over to you, Mr. Ainsley.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Just one other event that we wanted to bring up is that the Sturgis Indian is going to be hosting a chili feed on Saturday with proceeds benefiting the animal shelter. They're also going to have a lot of different pets that are available for adoption, so we'd encourage everyone to show up for that event. The first item I have for you is the sales tax update. This is for the December sales. We received the payment from those at the end of January as well as into early February. The 2% general sales tax month over month was up 3% year over year. We finished 2018 up 1.6% over 2017. So that was good news. However, that was not quite as much as what we had budgeted. We had budgeted about a 3% increase. And so in that particular income level, there was a deficit for 2018 of about $58,000. However, we do have other revenue sources that did increase more than what we had projected to cover that shortfall. The Triple B Fund, month over month, we were up 1.1%. Year over year, we finished up 4.1%. For 2018, we finished just slightly less than what we had budgeted at $16,000. Again, our expenses were less than what we had anticipated for that, and so the Triple B Fund did finish out well. For the budget update, the numbers I have or that I'll be reporting on here are for the end of 2018, so at the complete conclusion of 2018, I do want to note that there's about $44,000, $45,000 worth of bills from 2018 that are actually going to be paid tonight. So those figures are not included in these final figures that I'll give you here. However, you know, this is 99.9% of 2018 completed. And the mayor and council line budget, you finish the year at 76.4%. The reason there's such a large reduction in there is about 15% of your total budget is the contingency, of which we used a very small portion of. The attorney's office used 96.7%. Finance finished the year at 99.8%. Human resources at 98.8%. City manager at 89.0%. IT at 95.2%. Insurance is at 89.6%. Buildings are at 93.9, planning and permitting at 92.9, sponsorship at 100%, rally at 98%, police was at 96.7, dispatch 98.7, fire at 75.3, streets at 85.7, street lighting at 97.5, airport at 86.3, cemetery at 85.6, community center at 99.6, recreation at 97.4, parks at 84.7%, library at 99.8%, auditorium at 97.2%, which leaves a total for the general fund at 93.9%, almost 6% less than budget. The water fund actually finished the year at 67% of budget, and that's because a large portion of that is of the budget is dedicated towards future improvements, of which we did not do any large-scale projects in 2018. However, I think in 2020 is the next year that we'll have significant projects. Wastewater, we finished the year at 59.7%. Again, the reason why is about 40% of the revenue that is coming in is just being saved for the larger wastewater treatment plant project, which construction actually might start still late this year. In sanitation, we finished the year at 96.0%. Are there any questions on the budget update? If not, I will turn it over to our finance officer for the fourth quarter financials.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. As Daniel did say, we are not quite to the point where we have all the expenses, but we're very, very close. So we decided to just go ahead and give you the financials, end of 18. My first sheet here is showing the general fund revenues, property tax, sales tax. We came out a little bit ahead here, about $400,000, and our high point there, it looks like probably with the general government. General government is where your rally falls into. So that is, of course, the is higher than from last year. Then your expenses. This is each department, as Daniel had just read the budget on that. And you can see the expenses are higher also, but that is because of the lease for JMP, or not JMP, for Samson. So, and that, of course, is that sponsorship there in the middle. Rally, actually, their expenses were down for since compared to 2017. Were there any questions on this one? This would be the cash balances as of December 31st. We have First Interstate Bank. First Interstate Bank savings, we have Wells Fargo's CDs and the cash sweep, Pioneer Bank CDs, Alice Wiggin Dunn's Trust, that is the library, and then library savings and Express deposit account, which is for the utilities. Any questions there? This would be the interest that we received off of that cash. And you can see that our largest interest is our TIF interest, which is that interfund where we did the TIFs, Scott Peterson and Pineview. And so that is our largest. And then, of course, our CDs. Next one is comparing the cash balances in each of our major funds. It is pretty small. I did have a few copies in the back if anybody wanted to pick them up. I believe they're probably already gone. Pretty much 18. We're a little higher in the cash balances as far as the general fund goes. We were to the positive in liquor store, which is, as you can see, is the first time for a long, long time. We have then our water fund with their balances. wastewater, sanitation, and then ambulance. I'll try to just give that like this so they can see it. So those are the cash balances in the funds at the end of the year. Any questions? And then last but not least is the revenues and expenses in each fund. This one's going to be a hard one, too, to see. But it basically is our general fund, our liquor store, our water, wastewater, sanitation, and ambulance. So I'll go ahead and so you can see them. The revenue is the top number, then the expense is the next number. First two is for general fund. The next two are for liquor. Next two is water, then wastewater, sanitation, and then ambulance. And that would be your revenue and your expenses. Any questions there?
Just to point out two specific things. One is you can notice when you look at the numbers that actually property taxes, the revenue was actually down $200,000. It's not that people all of a sudden were not paying property taxes. The actual amount requested was decreased, and that's the second year in a row. And so that's one of the main reasons that the mill levy dropped so much. The other one is, of course, that we've been growing as a community, and so that growth has assisted that. The other one that I do want to point out is our cash balances. When you look, the wastewater fund, that cash balance, I think, increased by about $1 million. And again, the reason for that is just showing that as we've been collecting the additional surcharge revenue, that we're essentially banking that and saving that for when the additional construction costs as well as operating costs come in for the wastewater treatment fund or wastewater treatment plant. So you'll see that continue to grow over the next 12 months. And then once we actually start paying on the wastewater treatment plant, which will be in 2020, then that line will start coming down. In addition, we do have some payroll changes. All are within budget, including your packet. There's several police department volunteers. And again, when they're volunteers, it's no wages, but they are placed on workman's comp coverages and those sorts of insurances. In the ambulance department, we do have some EMTs. I do want to correct that Christopher is actually... the wage is going to be staying the same, but they're going to be switching from a half-time employee to a part-time employee. In addition, we do have two volunteers who are going to be working at our police department and the animal shelter, Terry Jo Brooke, as well as Michelle Silker. And so those we do need to add again just for workman's comp type coverage, and especially working in the animal shelter, there is a possibility that there might be an injury. Any questions on that? Thank you very much.
Item 8 is consider the consent calendar. Tonight there's only three items on the consent calendar. It's the minutes from last meeting, public hearing, and then a resolution. Does council wish to remove any of those items and discuss them individually? How about public input on the consent calendar? Then did any of those items need to be removed and discussed individually? First by Rhea to approve the consent calendar.
Second
by Becca. Any last discussion? You have minutes, so we'll roll call. Jason, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
I'm yes. Mike?
Yes.
And Terry?
Yes.
Consent calendar is approved. Item 9 is the claims. Any questions or discussion on that from council?
I had a couple questions. There are two line items for retainer for home slice. Are those two separate retainers? They were both billed the 31st of December. Well, they were both billed on the 31st of December, and
yeah.
One was for on page 4 for $3,500, and the other one was on page 11 for $4,100. Are they just...
They're behind on providing their invoices to the city. And so that was for services that occurred in 2018. We have a monthly retainer agreement with them to provide our website as well as our Facebook and other social media advertising and interactions with attendees.
It's November and December.
Yeah.
This is one of the $40,000 you were talking about that weren't included on the 18 financials.
Okay. The other question I had was just what maintenance was done on the water tank. It was, just so we know what was done, it was $44,000.
Okay, that
a little over $44,000.
That's our contract with Suez. Uh-huh. Suez does work on, is it our south tank or north?
North.
North tank?
Yep.
It's we have an annual or an agreement where they do inspections, I think, every 6 months on the tank, and they actually repair any issues that are occur within that, and it's at that guaranteed price level. Included in that, they did a complete rehab of the tank in 2017, I believe. And so the cost of doing that rehab is something usually that we would have paid – gone out to bid and paid a contractor to do several hundred thousand dollars, and then we'd continue to do annual inspections and maintenance of. With this contract, we actually didn't pay that large upfront cost. Instead, it's part of their retainer agreement that we have with them.
For the maintenance.
Yeah.
It's a maintenance contract.
Correct.
And so it's kind of like an insurance policy that there's maintenance.
And that went through MUB also when it came through.
And is it a 5 or 7 year?
5 year, I believe.
I think it's 5. I can tell you later exactly how many years it is.
Okay.
Somewhere between 5 and 7.
Then I just want to note that there's a lot of the bill to I think it was advanced engineering is for the Interceptor Canal. It's over 300,000.
So. And those are 2018 bills as well, or several of them, and that is for the Interceptor line, which is a new line that's being put in from the essentially City Park area where all the city's sewer lines converge into one. That's a brand new line that's being placed there to go from there to our wastewater treatment facility. That line is actually going to more than double our capacity.
I have a couple questions, please. On page 4 and 5, under office hours, I believe the amounts were $30.83, $54.52. You want to just get back to me?
Yeah.
Okay. And then on page 5, under MasterCard again, Vortex for $487.97. Page 5.
For $487? $487? Yeah, $487.97.
Did I get your questions, Becca?
Yes, thank you.
And we'll get back to you on the office hours.
Pick the high fruit.
Oh, no. Yeah, for the GIS software.
There's about a $3,000 bill in separate mm-hmm. purchases for GIS equipment and software.
Yeah.
What's that for?
It's our GIS software. That's how we run our ArcView and programs, which is our mapping service that we have an agreement that we also work with the county to reduce those costs. That's how everything from our planning and permitting maps that we'll go over tonight that are produced with that software, as well as that's where we have the locates of all the city utilities, of water turn-on, turn-offs, and all those different things. Any of those GIS programs are quite expensive, but thankfully working with the county, those costs are lower. Yeah, that goes through Laura's office. You'll see in a couple different places because some of that is paid for out of the general fund because some of it's used for planning and permitting. Some of it is paid out of the water fund and sewer fund. Not sanitation, though. I think just water and sewer because it's those utility lines and turnoffs and things like that are included.
The only other thing I saw was LAR, lower receivers. What are you doing, Chief?
Any other discussion on the claims? Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the claims.
First by Ron. Second by Dave. Paying some bills here. Well, roll call. Start with you, Terry.
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
I'm yes. Dave?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
And Jason?
Yes.
Uh-oh, and I forgot to add one. We have one more here. Can we have
I'll
an amendment?
Amend my motion.
You amend your motion? Yeah, there was one that Faye gave me at the beginning here. Let me explain what it is. It was not on our claim sheet. It was an airport. It's for the airport. It's to replace the heating units. So that was not included on the list. It has a total. It was completed today, I understand, and it was a total of $7,211.65. Yeah, we can have a separate motion. That first motion passes to pay the claims as listed. Is there a motion for the addendum?
I'll make a motion to approve $7,211.65 for the airport.
Yep, it's for Integrity Heating and Sheet Metal. Is there a second? We have a second by Dave. Sorry about that, Faye. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed, the no. That motion carries unanimously on the addition to the claims. Now we move on.